From the YPR studios in Billings, I'm Kay Erickson. The Billings Public Library has found a novel way to call attention to books that have been banned for one reason or another. The library is hosting a scavenger hunt the last week of September, National Banned Books Week. Some of the publications that have been banned in recent years include The Hunger Games, Pulitzer Prize winner Beloved, and Brave New World. Leslie Modrow is the development director for the library. She says the hunt will begin Monday morning, September 25th, and each morning clues will be posted on the library's Facebook page.
So 5 copies of the book will be available in these locations. They'll be wrapped in black with a message on the front of it of why or the reasons for someone wanting to have banned this book. The back of the book has directions of what to do when you find it. We want you obviously to keep the book and read the book, but we'd like you to take a photograph of yourself with that book and then send it to our Facebook page so we can track the progress of how the scavenger hunt is going.
What are reasons given for banning books?
They're all over the map. Some things could be as something they were racist, magic. Harry Potter was a banned book. It could be The Color Purple, language, sexuality, homosexuality, anything that maybe a group of people feel uncomfortable with or don't feel that their children are ready to explore yet. And it's something that is still a contentious topic and something we still need to keep out in our forefront so that there isn't a group controlling what we read.
Modrow calls the scavenger hunt an opportunity to draw awareness to the freedom to read. The clue each day will be something written and a photo of the book located in that particular spot around Billings. The book and the locations will change each day. Those individual winners will be in the running for a chance to win VIP tickets to the Foo Fighters concert in December. Other local libraries are planning events tied to National Banned Books Week, including the Bozeman Public Library in conjunction with Montana State University. Kate Erickson, YPR News.